Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. We'll get to our segment here in just a quick moment, but do want to just give an update here on the latest information that we know so far, and that is that we have the first confirmed now coronavirus case here in Riley County, and Health Department Director Julie Gibbs confirming that here this morning. And we'll get to Tim Schaefer in a moment, but I understand, I think Sam Henney might be on the phone line. Is that correct?
Yep.
Sam, good morning. What can you tell us here so far?
Yeah, so Julie Gibbs, during her COVID-19 update at the Riley County Commission meeting this morning, confirmed Riley County's first case of COVID-19. They are currently working with their investigation team to figure out where she has been, who she's been in contact with, so they can let those people know. There was no information about the patient except that she is a female and lives here in the county. They'll have more information later today. They're going to be holding a Facebook Live type conference at 4:15 p.m.
All right, and that'll be, I'm assuming, at the Riley County Police Department. I think that's where they've been doing these at.
I didn't get a location. She just said it'll be on their Facebook Live.
All right.
And we will also have Julie Gibbs on KMAN this afternoon at 5 for that report, too.
Yeah, that's correct. We're doing those daily reports. So a woman that lives out in the county, we don't know yet any details on whether there was any community spread, nothing like that.
No, they're still investigating that and contacting the people who she may have come in contact with.
Sounds to me like they just found out this information like maybe right before the commission meeting started here.
Yeah, they found it out this morning, just right about before she came in.
All right. Well, Sam, we appreciate the call in here. I know the meeting is still ongoing, and we'll have much more details later on. Appreciate it. All right. Sam Henney, again, joining us here from the Riley County Commission meeting. He stepped out for just a moment to give us that quick update. And now we will bring on to the program Tim Schaefer, who is joining us this morning via telephone. Tim, can you tell us where you're calling from?
Well, I think the state of the times has highlighted the fact that we're all working from home, and as a professor at K-State, I no longer have the benefit of my office, and as a parent of four children who are not quiet and agreeable to staying that way for the radio, I'm actually sitting in my car in my driveway. So it's an interesting moment. I thought about it this morning in contrast to driving across town to be in the studio with you, of walking out with my phone and headphones and laptop and a cup of tea and sitting in the car with you. So I hope it's quiet enough and agreeable, but I think it does highlight we have to figure out different ways to do the things that even weeks ago felt very, very normal.
Yeah, it's very, very odd times we're living in here. And of course, Tim is the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies and Assistant Director for the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy at K-State. And before we get into coronavirus topics, I do want to kind of issue a congratulations. I found out recently you had a nice promotion. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so K-State just this week actually announced the promotion and tenure for a number of faculty across the institution, so about 80 members of the faculty in all the different colleges, either being promoted to associate professor or to full professor. And so I was one of those who have moved from assistant to associate at K-State with tenure. So for those who aren't kind of familiar with the academic world, there are, for those who are, quote, tenured, we have three kind of ranks. You go from assistant, and then after a probationary period of usually about 6 years or so, by your seventh year, you have to go up for associate, and then after that, you can go up for full. I went up a little early, just given the nature of the things that I've done the last number of years. But yeah, it was a very welcomed bit of information. We actually, it was formally announced this week. We got our final confirmation after all of the various steps that your colleagues vote on you, and then your dean, and there are about four levels that it has to go through before it's kind of finalized at the provost and presidential level. But the the original letter that confirmed that this went through from Provost Tabor was actually when we were over break and kind of all in lockdown, and people were starting to not be in offices anymore. So it was this really, I mean, highlighting, as you were asking a little bit ago about being in the car or where we're calling from, this sense of the normal routines in some way, some of that happening, and then the reality that it's not occurring in the ways that we would normally expect. So there was a sad little envelope sitting in my mailbox when I finally went to my office to clean it out or get some things out before we were really kind of prohibited from going back over the spring break. So it's been wonderful. It's kind of a reaffirmation in many ways of the kind of work that for me, I'm sure for everybody else who's kind of in similar situations, of feeling like what you do matters, and it's been recognized in that way. So it's a really welcomed opportunity at this moment, especially with the uncertainty of everything. At least there's in my life, there's one thing that feels a little bit more concrete than many others.
Well, that's great. Great to hear. I know we're all excited for you here to get that nice announcement here.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, how has life changed for you from the teaching side here and working with your students with it all being online now?
Yeah, so along with everybody else, not just here at K-State, but most institutions have gone online in some way. For me, currently, what I'm teaching are graduate students, and so these are seminar classes that are very discussion-based around a set of readings, and we're talking about it and things of that sort. So I actually didn't have to create all sorts of new material as many others have had to do who do something kind of more traditional, lecturing, for example. So we've been utilizing technology. This is the benefit of being at an institution and using some of the stuff previously for all sorts of reasons. We are already kind of comfortable and familiar with that, so we do pretty well. We use Zoom. There are many other forms, technologies that are out there. But it allows people to be where they are, whether it's on a screen or on a phone. You can have interactions that you can have kind of side conversations through kind of chat features, and you can raise your hands. You can break up into smaller groups, even electronically, that the systems allow you to do that. So it's been, you know, I think it's been challenging for a lot of people with all the larger issues going on, less so, at least in my experience, of trying to transition some of this from face-to-face interaction to being online. Because, as you know, the reality, as I'm talking to you right now, it's not the same as sitting across the table and looking at you and having the conversation that we typically would. And so there's that loss, but I think as best as it's able to be replicated, or maybe more candidly kind of approached from a slightly different perspective is a helpful thing. And so it's gone pretty well. This was the first week of classes, and I teach again this afternoon, but earlier this week it went, I think it went well. But everybody's got, there are cats and pictures, and I mean, for graduate students and professionals that I teach, for example, a lot of them have children, and so they're now having to deal with kind of the fact that there are a lot of people who are living in the background who are maybe not being as quiet as you might need them to be if you need to be able to speak, things of that sort. And that's just, you know, everybody's dealing with it. And I think there's been a real generosity across the board. I'm hearing from colleagues too of that sense of none of these scenarios are ideal. We are working maybe from a more kind of triage perspective. But I think honestly a little bit more than that, that there's a, you know, just kind of an acknowledgement of humanity and the state of existence for all of us, and we're finding our way through it at this very moment. It may change soon, or maybe longer, but for right now, this is where we are, and that seems okay.
And we're talking with Dr. Timothy Schaefer here. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll come back and we'll talk more about how COVID-19 is impacting civic discourse here in our country right now. We'll do that after the break here on News Radio KMAN.